Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, and I'm delighted to be joined by Alex William from the NewStack. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Allison. Great to be here.
You're a previous Chip Chat guest, but it's been a while since you've been on the program. Why don't you just start with a description of the NewStack for those who might not be aware of it that are listening online?
Well, thanks. The NewStack is a technology publication, online publication. We focus on application development and management at scale. Our emphasis is on explaining and analyzing the technologies to help people better understand what's happening in a very complex world. We publish ebooks, podcasts, and multiple news stories on the site every day.
Now, I know that you've been following along in terms of the data center engagement at IDF this week. I've seen you in a few sessions talking to some of our technologists. What do you think is the big trend in terms of the delivery of application management and software-defined infrastructure in the data center?
I am further convinced that it's all about the data, and that sounds a little bit like trite almost now, but if you think about it, like really the earliest services that we saw emerge back in 2006, 2007 for internet scale applications, they were essentially shaping data into applications. And that was really the start of a retooling that we're going through right now. And here, what I find interesting, and I think I saw it at your Intel Cloud Builder event earlier in the spring, is this convergence of hardware and software to get the data out of that hardware and that software. What's fascinating to me is this topic of telemetry.
Now, we heard a little bit about that in Diane Bryant's keynote this morning. You want to share what you saw?
Yeah. Diane talked about the SNAP framework, the open source framework, and its integration with Grafana, which is the data visualization platform. And she talked about Staples and how Staples is using it.
I think they're one of many companies that have actually been not just using it, but actually contributing to the open source effort, which is always nice to see when users actually embrace the open source community and provide their own contributions.
Yes.
When you look at SNAP and you look at the deeper level of infrastructure control that can be delivered, I thought she said an interesting thing, that our Super 7 cloud service providers have been doing this and have the control of their infrastructure at a deeper level. This is really a democratization of that capability in a way.
It really is. And I think it's just the start, which is fun too, and where we're going to start to see how this integrates with the physical layer, the virtualized layer, you know, and this new container-based architecture that we're seeing.
Where do you think developers' heads are on this right now? You said it's just the beginning. Where do you think we need to go to integrate this fully into SDI stacks?
I think it comes down to workload management in many ways, and people are trying to like better understand what their workloads are, especially when you're talking about at the scale that we're at. You know, people are really good at making decisions. People are not really good at being able to find patterns in lots and lots of data. That's where the machines really come into play. So I think as more people are developing scaled-out applications, they're going to want to be able to have that kind of aggregate look, but also that kind of very granular look as well. And to me, that's kind of what's interesting about the telemetry story, because you're going to be able to start to better define what those different workloads are.
We were just talking about that on Chip Chat yesterday with Das Kamhout and Brian Womack from Intel.
Right.
About the integration of artificial intelligence into the management of the data center itself to shift those decisions from human controlled to machine controlled and machine learning to take a look at all the analysis that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's really very complicated to do as well. And I think one of the things we'll be looking for is how do you make that automation work properly? Because sometimes algorithms break down or they don't really work like they're supposed to. And so people put in these control switches, so to speak, so they can turn off the algorithm if they need to. And that seems to be kind of one of the big questions. You know, how do you build it in so the algorithm actually does grow and does feed on itself and become more effective?
What else have you seen in terms of trends at IDF?
I think more delineation between different technology stacks. So the delineation between a VMware stack, an OpenStack stack, so to speak, a Kubernetes stack, but also the Microsoft stack. There's kind of this time where we're trying to better understand where do these stacks overlap and what are the roles of like serverless architectures there's a lot of questions. I thought there was one slide in the Builders event that intrigued me that looked at the Intel software stacks, something we want to look at more deeply.
I think that we just announced something that might pique your interest in that space that you might want to take a look at with Iron.io in terms of capabilities for what we're looking at is event-driven computing.
Yeah, Iron.io is one of the real pioneers in this space. They were one of the first really to adopt this architecture. And I call them an industrial user of containers.
There you go.
And they're actually starting to use Snap themselves mm-hmm. because they're trying to get that better definition of workloads because they have customers who are like, hey, wait a second, I don't know why this cluster is not behaving very well. What's going on? And Snap gives some views into what's going on, what's happening.
Apparently, it all comes back to the turtle, Alex.
Turtle's all the way down.
For those who are listening online, Snap has a very cute turtle as its official open source mascot.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've been hearing a lot about, and we saw it in the keynotes this morning, the focus on 5G, what that means in terms of driving cloud to the network edge. And I'm interested to hear your perspective on this in terms of what you're hearing from the broader community about embracing a more distributed cloud infrastructure.
One of the animations that you guys showed was of these cars going down streets and then thousands of cars and hundreds of thousands of cars and millions of cars, stoplights and all the other kind of issues. Like, latency doesn't really work at an intersection, right? It doesn't really help you if when you're like going through an intersection and a car is about to kind of like sideswipe you. You depend on your human instincts to not get into that crash. One of the things that we're interested in is what's going to happen out at the node, so to speak, right? How much more powerful will these nodes become and how will that affect kind of the overall fabric itself? That's an interesting concept to think of in context with 5G, because 5G should provide you with that capability. I would expect to be able to like maybe get stuff out to the edge faster and then be able to then manage those nodes in real time.
But I think it really does bring a couple of things to the forefront as well. Any given enterprise or any given individual is going to be connected to not just a couple clouds. They're going to be connected to thousands and thousands of clouds. That means that interoperability is incredibly important across all of those clouds. Ease and workload movement between clouds and that being driven by machine learning becomes incredibly important because no one IT administrator is going to be able to provision that stuff effectively.
Right.
Huge challenges.
Tremendous challenges, and it's complicated now. We're just kind of right on the edge of that. I guess on the flip side of it, though, is, you know, if you look at the evolution of the container ecosystem, a few years ago, people didn't really know anything about Docker mm-hmm. and containers. And now we're talking about orchestration environments, and there's lots of people who've been building out these new technologies. Mm-hmm. And I think probably for me and us at the NewStack, it's like why these open source ecosystems are so interesting to follow, because if you think about software, software is at the center of business now, and software is increasingly open source. And so if you have that model emerging, the people who are like building out these technologies, they're in these open source communities, and it just seems like that's going to be the biggest challenge, is to get more people into these communities and to participate so people can learn more effectively and more efficiently.
In some way, you just said, you know, open source software is becoming so more important to driving business. I think you almost need open source to get that leverage to move at the speed that businesses need to move at. And it's going to be so interesting to see how this evolves as we move forward.
Definitely.
So final question for you, what are you going to be publishing from IDF and anything that the viewers should be looking for from you
great.
In the future?
Yeah, we're publishing some stories on AI, the AI story here. We're very interested in that. And we're going to be publishing an article on Snap and Grafana based on some of the presentations also given at the Cloud Builders event. We also have some podcasts that we did here in the Chip Chat booth, and we'll be mm-hmm. publishing those, and we'll just keep tweeting away and following the stream here.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks so much. Sounds like you're a busy guy. That's a lot of content that you just listed off. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to share what's the latest at the NewStack.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Allison. I really appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.